Chapter 3, in which Pooh and Piglet go hunting and nearly catch a woozle. The Piglet had lived in a very grand house in the middle of a beech tree, and the beech tree was in the middle of the forest, and the Piglet lived in the middle of the house. Next to his house was a piece of broken board which had said, "Trespassers Wood," on it. When Christopher Robin asked the Piglet what it meant, and he said it was his grandfather's name, and it had been in the family for a long time. Christopher Robin had said you couldn't be called Trespassers Wood, and Piglet said yes, you could, because his grandfather was, and it was short for Trespassers Will, which was short for Trespassers William. And his grandfather had had two names in case he lost one, Trespassers after an uncle, and William after Trespassers. "I've got two names," said Christopher Robin carelessly. "Well, there you are. That proves it," said Piglet. One fine day, when Piglet was brushing away the snow in front of his house, he happened to look up, and there was Winnie the Pooh. Pooh was walking round and round in a circle, thinking of something else, and when Piglet called out to him, he just went on walking. "Hello," said Piglet. "What are you doing?"
"Hunting," said Pooh.
"Hunting what?"
"Tracking something,"
said Winnie the Pooh very mysteriously.
"Tracking what?" said Piglet, coming closer. "That's just what I ask myself. I ask myself, what?"
"What do you think you'll answer?"
"I shall have to wait until I catch up with it," said Winnie the Pooh.
"Now, look there." He pointed to the ground in front of him. "What do you see there?"
"Tracks," said Piglet. "Paw marks."
He gave a little squeak of excitement.
"Oh, Pooh, do you think it's a woozle?"
"It may be," said Pooh. "Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. You can never tell with paw marks." With these few words he went on tracking, and Piglet, after watching him for a minute or two, ran after him. Winnie the Pooh had come to a sudden stop and was bending over the tracks in a puzzled sort of way.
"What's the matter?" asked Piglet.
"It's a very funny thing," said Bear. "But there seem to be two animals now. This, whatever it was, has been joined by another, whatever it is, and the two of them are now proceeding in company. Would you mind coming with me, Piglet, in case they turn out to be hostile animals?" Piglet scratched his ear in a nice sort of way, and said that he had nothing to do until Friday and would be delighted to come, in case it really was a woozle.
"You mean, in case it really is two woozles," said Winnie the Pooh,
and Piglet said that anyhow he had nothing to do until Friday. So off they went together. There was a small spinel of larch trees just here, and it seemed as if the two woozles, if that was what they were, had been going round the spinney went Pooh and Piglet after them, Piglet passing the time by telling Pooh what his grandfather Trespassers Will had done to remove stiffness after tracking, and how his grandfather Trespassers Will had suffered in his later years from shortness of breath and other matters of interest, and Pooh wondering what a grandfather was like, and if perhaps this was two grandfathers they were after now, and if so, whether he would be allowed to take one home and keep it, and what Christopher Robin would say. And still, the tracks went on in front of them. Suddenly, Winnie the Pooh stopped and pointed excitedly in front of him.
"Look!"
"What?" said Piglet with a jump. And then, to show he hadn't been frightened, he jumped up and down once or twice more in an exercising sort of way.
"The tracks," said Pooh. "A third animal has joined the other two."
"Pooh!" cried Piglet. "Do you think it is another woozle?"
"No," said Pooh, "because it makes different marks. Either it is two woozles and one, as it might be, wizzle, or two, as it might be, wizzles and one, if so it is, woozle. Let us continue to follow them."
So they went on, feeling and just a little anxious now, in case the three animals in front of them were of hostile intent. And Piglet wished very much that his grandfather T.W. were here instead of elsewhere, and Pooh thought how nice it would be if they met Christopher Robin suddenly but quite accidentally, and only because he liked Christopher Robin so much. Then, all of a sudden, Winnie the Pooh stopped again, and licked the tip of his nose in a cooling manner, for he was feeling more hot and anxious than ever in his life before.
There were four animals in front of them.
"Do you see, Piglet? Look at their tracks. Three, as it were, woozles, and one, as it was, wizzle. Another woozle has joined them." And so it seemed to be. There were tracks crossing over each other here, getting muddled up with each other there, but quite plainly, every now and then, the tracks of four sets of paws. And so it seemed to be. There were the tracks crossing over each other here, getting muddled... Shit.
Whoops. It isn't the sort of... Wait. Fuck. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. I'll do a new one in the morning. Night.